Excuse me, marketing expert, you forgot to fill in the last question. Very good. Very good.
One question.
Chewing gum.
Certainly.
All set?
Good. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already in our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did at the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them and review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one. Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions, and we have some more time, 40 minutes. I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first in this presentation.
First.
Okay.
Shall I go first with the users?
Is there
everybody
order?
Already has his presentation, so you can adjust it.
Okay. And one question, your name is Danny? Is it not
A-E-A.
Okay.
I want to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. It basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on a little pin plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those, that plastic of a rubber button, sense that the connection has been made. And knows what button you press, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is? Okay. And that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little animation about how a remote controller works.
Animation.
There is something turning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
in each one.
Okay. Well, subcomponent, I suppose that you understand what subcomponent is. In this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic. Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in intelligence set.
Okay.
I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something. Or just it's very light to make to use it. I personally prefer that come available in various colors and easy to use buttons. But I suppose that one of the other two members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the robot buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And as I said before, we can make several designs.
Okay.
Well, that's my contribution to this meeting. And
okay. Thank you.
This.
Can I go next? Technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, what you described this can be. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, adjust volume, that kind of thing. Play video tapes, but also play CD if you're using the personal player, the remote control, that one. There are some examples of the remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need in a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, little, these big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy it. A lot of buttons they may think, I don't need as much as that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need, you could use. But keep in mind the new function of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few that isn't really necessary. And then I would make so that you can use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does with the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop and that. You could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much. And that is my presentation.
Okay,
thank you.
Because we just discussed the functional requirements of the remote, that means that functions users want to have on the remote control, or just the method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot more. Are the young people going to buy a remote control or the elderly people? And that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 45 years are more interested in few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And to possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Findings. 50% of the users use a remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users said a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or should be that complex, because you have to search for buttons, which one you're going to use. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with a personal reference, but remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. Volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those can be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also been have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also noted that the label should be scratched off or would be obsolete. So if that's the problem, you also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like our colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option. So the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to cover that, but like I said, LCD screen is easy to use because you have can implement a lot of buttons in one remote, you not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, channel buttons, and the number buttons to set to the channels. And that is it.
Okay. Well, thank you all. I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No.
I didn't.
No. And then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them so you can all read them. Oh, well, not in this presentation. Should be in there. Well, I can tell you them on my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise you more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. The new product should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. We talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we need to keep that in mind. According to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea on what should be on the watch?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance or with one only the TV?
Yeah, only music.
And
for
video also.
Oh, it's only for television.
Yeah, alright. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, they need to requirements. No? Functions.
Then you have on, off.
Yeah. Standby, standby volume general, 1 to 0 numbers on it.
And
that doesn't have to be.
No.
Other functions.
Yes, it's a button where you can change from one number to two numbers.
I think it's easy to implement, but with a especially do that because some TVs, if you press this one and then two,
it makes it 12.
You get in 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's not relaxing.
Right. And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press one and then two to make to reach 10-12, but all the television makes use of those buttons where you first press that button and then press two digits to skip.
Of internet, HR plus or
well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now we have current customers 40 plus.
Because younger people have 16 to 25 age, are 81% interested in LCD screen. From 26 to 25 to 66%, and 36 to 45 to 55%. So I think to because most of the remote controls print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press very hard to go to the next level with LED screen. It's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to avoid fingerprint.
Yeah. But I think that collides with our mission to make it very cheap because LCD screens are very expensive.
Yeah,
touch screen probably even more. So but it's possible to make an LCD screen. How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen because and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interested features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production?
Yeah, you don't know how much it costs.
Is it possible to find out?
No, I don't know what it costs. I only have percentages.
And if you do an LCD screen, don't you have any buttons? Or because if you're only direct at the TV, then you only have... I don't know what you want
to do. No, just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays four buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
And
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
Yeah. So you can adjust which buttons you want on the
screen.
Yeah, it's possible
like
to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings. Press all your other touch screen, you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah.
So the other buttons are gone.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most
and hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
Well, we had
1250,
I guess.
Yeah.
1250? Yeah. I don't know how expensive. Any guesses?
Well, I suppose if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them. And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those.
But they also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also the older.
Yeah.
Will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32% and 56 to 65, 12%. But
so
our requirements are the new products to be reached for new markets, the customers that are not there fully.
But you don't want to alienate the other?
No, they're not. No.
So if they also buy.
Yeah, but the market share for 40 years is younger and higher than 65 million.
Right.
Okay, so
LCD
is?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hope to reach those sales.
Works, it's expensive, yeah, we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you, I think that they will send you some information about cost of LCD screens.
Yeah, no costs at all.
So if you, you receive an email about that, can you post it in the, or should we post that in the, our project map?
I think you all get costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing guy.
Yeah, okay. I'll post it.
We should have a backup plan if we would use that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. And for now,
yes,
LCD.
Yeah.
Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
LCD?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a better problem.
80% of users would spend more money with a better remote would be fancy.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it all looks fancy.
It looks fancy when
they
have LCD.
Yeah, but they don't like it. They think it's ugly. When it has an LCD.
Yeah, it's just play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, alright. That's
so yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote. New. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Cool. Then we have other thing that 75% second off. But that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen up once in time to get all the fingerprints off. What else does our remote need?
The
most important things on the remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage, and the data text, but that is not of the question. Other things
shouldn't
are
you put a button of data text on the for people who want to use it?
Yeah.
I've got a big remote, which you have to fill.
Yeah, we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
Yeah.
There's also less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, less important. I think they should be there.
Yeah,
it
should be there, but not sure.
And then in a separate menu.
Yeah,
exactly. I think it's also important to make it possible to to not use batteries and use accu batteries.
Sure.
So you can mount the remote control to.
You should think of it 1250.
Yeah, but
I don't know how much
this is going
to be. Okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be very soon.
Power supply is one of the most important things.
Perhaps you should be able to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that the drone controls
on. Yeah.
That's where extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
I think it's not that easy because I don't think people would like that you have to turn it on first.
Yeah,
yes. I think it's better when the TV shuts down, the remote shuts down.
And
you
go to standby mode when you don't use it. So
automatically.
Yeah,
automatically. And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah.
Sure. before an hour, when it's getting ready, it's something.
Yeah.
Then you can maybe start to recharge it. Put it in a recharger. So we are going for a recharge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it sensible?
Yeah, because when you're watching TV,
when you're done with
yeah,
what watching the show, then you have to
put that just go hours, 6 hours.
Yeah, sure.
But you also forget to put it in.
Yeah, then
you start it on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so.
Or have to be sure the batteries last a couple of days when you return.
Yeah.
I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, but it just also needs to be.
Yeah, that's.
My power user, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done watching television. That's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because you are obliged to put it in the charger and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Okay. But then you also have somewhere where you can put the charger near your couch, because otherwise you have to walk around.
Just a small device.
Yeah, I think everything has
to be like a telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just a cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, well, I have something new also.
Partial designs for the elderly could make it possible to enlarge the screen, to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that should be standard.
No, but it is one of the functions you have to specify.
Yeah.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons on the screen, but in reality only look at 2 buttons.
Okay.
You said something about speech recognition?
Yeah,
speech recognition.
Yeah.
12, 15.
Also, 91%, 60-35, 20-60-35 years, 76%, and 30-60-45-35%.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
and
I
Yeah.
Well,
let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top of the television.
Yeah, for something.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, you
can
say the
wrong
thing.
Okay. Well, it has to be a remote control now.
Yeah,
remote
control.
No.
But they want to talk into the remote control or something?
Why not? Need to pay more for speech recognition in the remote control. Everything says.
Do we want to implement that
thing? I think we need SV speech.
But when you look at the percentages.
Yeah, it says no.
Perhaps the option should be. Yeah.
Why
not? Why not?
Maybe because of the cost.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how
much.
I
hope some.
I think it's better to have our OSFI because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want OSFI and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with OSFI.
Would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one
the cost is allowed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you like to implement that? Would you say volume up and then
certain systems already exist, I think.
Then also to different languages, and you go international.
True.
You could do French and Russian, English.
Well, that should be accommodated with some software.
Yeah. Also with LC screen. Because then I think it's different written. Volume is different than something or something.
You can
use icons
for
the
speaker.
Yeah.
That's better than language.
So what to,
international.
Okay.
What else?
No speaker.
Well, if it could be done.
Yeah. It should be done.
Yeah, then with different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult, though. You already use several voice operated systems, and they are all possible to.
You should adjust.
Every language of dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very different.
I have to speak so that they
Yeah.
can understand.
Can't be implemented though.
You could use that as an option,
Yeah,
if
as
you
an
have
option, yes.
money left or something.
It's in your sense.
That's the speech.
Speech recognition.
Enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0. From 0 to 9. A digit, a button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, a mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD and if there's enough money, speech recognition, and the possibility to enlarge buttons or enlarge buttons.
Yes.
Yes.
With teletext, it wasn't really important.
No.
You also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102 and I press the I don't know if we should implement that. Because it says that teletext not really important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts. And you can't go to support.
We could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, in general settings, but as sub menus.
Yeah.
Maybe if you turn remote control on, you have to see what to 0, channel or volume, and if you want to use the text screen or audio, then you can share it.
Yeah.
It should be available,
not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so not too much support, separate menu.
So actually, it is there, but
yeah, but
it's not really
So it doesn't confuse the user.
Not to search for
to be easy to use.
A search, if you want to use the teletext, you can push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Yeah.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions?
No.
I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything you're missing. No, we don't have video of this. They're a bit small, you can shoot straight to them. I guess we've got them.
Yeah, wide screen, high screen, different things.
I guess you can put them on
different
wide.
Yeah.
But that should also be a
it should be available, but then it's a screen setting for something.
So we should also implement screen settings?
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have, channel settings.
Yeah, so
those four, and of course, the main.
So first you see the main, and the other ones you can put it to.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't got a widescreen television, you don't need to screen settings set for.
And
if the television does not support such operations,
you
don't have to use it.
Yeah. Or it could be possible to have a extended version of the remote, extended version.
And do we want to be different colors or and the buttons?
Colors, I think the main color of the control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
So you don't want to
have itself.
Yeah, it's itself.
100%, 80%.
Let's take it up.
We'll spend more money if it's fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of pick.
Perhaps you can make adjustable front. Like
adjustable front, Okay.
But
well, make it available in different colors.
Sure.
Red, white, blue, black.
Sea
gray.
Yeah.
Simpsons version.
Press a button, it turns green.
Yeah.
Leave.
5 minutes.
So I have the things that I've read, and then we have separate menus for data text, screen settings, audio settings, and what else?
Channel settings?
Perhaps you should throw them on in one file. So options, and then use software.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have all those data text, perhaps data text, not.
Or like the
menu
buttons,
or
also separate.
Yeah,
or like the menu button, push menu name, main user to all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can work it out.
Yeah.
Later. Okay, so we're having the general menu with the most functions, data text, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons, small icons. What else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on the remote screen.
Do we have any buttons?
Yeah, but well, like we don't have channel button, volume button, those buttons.
That's also in the LCD, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't have any normal buttons.
No, the normal ones.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe only
on
the.
Maybe
on
the.
But we don't need a special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have.
Of course, you need the settings button. Or a settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But is it an idea to use what you said, normal on and off button for TV?
No. We discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV.
TV, of course. I think that's the best thing is that you can put that one in the menu with the volume.
But not as normal, but in the LCD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on the LCD?
I just
tap it. The television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just the remote. The television
don't
have to be on. Then we could.
Yeah, it should be in standby mode.
Yeah, standby mode. Press on the remote, press on, and then it should be.
Yeah.
Or not.
I don't know why it's handy to have a normal on button, just whatever for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can change the channel. Otherwise, you.
A normal button on the remote control?
Yeah,
or no?
To turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen where it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Okay.
Why would it be maybe to
have a moment? Well, I guess if you use your LCD screen, you first have software as the on button, and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on, and then you search your channel.
Tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy.
Yeah,
you don't have any buttons on
the
stomach.
So actually we're going to create a buttonless no buttons at all. Okay, well that might be a unique selling point.
Remote.
If you can
afford.
Okay,
well I guess we'll have to postpone for a discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break. And then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes, if I can create them like this, and put them in the project documents folder. Here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach, actually, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much. And
lunch.
Have a nice lunch. Huh?
Food.
Should we put this back in our room?
Yeah.